Fade. Maybe the old tour guide was off his rocker. Maybe the Sea of Flames never existed at all. Maybe curses aren't real. Maybe her father is right. Earth is all magma and continental crust and ocean, gravity and time. Stones are just stones, and rain is just rain, and misfortune is just bad luck. Her father returns to the key pound earlier in the evenings. Soon he is taking Marie-Laure along on various errands again, teasing her about the mountains of sugar she spoons into her coffee, or bantering with warders about the superiority of his brand of cigarettes. No dazzling new gemstone goes on exhibit. No plagues rain down upon museum employees. Marie-Laure does not succumb to a snake bite or tumble into a sewer and break her back. On the morning of her 11th birthday, she wakes to find two new packages where the sugar bowl should be. The first is a lacquered wooden cube constructed entirely from sliding panels. It takes 13 steps to open, and she discovers the sequence in under 5 minutes.
"Good Christ," says her father. "You're a safecracker."
Inside the cube, two Barnier bonbons. She unwraps both and puts them in her mouth at the same time. Inside the second package, a fat stack of pages with Braille on the cover. 20,000 leagues under the sea. The bookseller said it's in two parts, and this is the first. I thought that next year, if we keep saving, we can get the second. She begins that instant. The narrator, a famed marine biologist named Pierre Aronnax, works at the same museum as her father. Around the world, he learns, ships are being rammed one after another. After a scientific expedition to America, Aronnax ruminates over the true nature of the incidents. Are they caused by a moving reef? A gigantic horned narwhal? A mythical kraken? But I am letting myself be carried away by reveries which I must now put aside, writes Aronnax. Enough of these.